That is the beginning of its transformation into the living God within, the wise one who really does know the answer to all our questions. The White Eagle teachings, the same as any other item of spiritual knowledge that was ever given to our world by the angels and masters around the throne of God, the Christ Circle, were never intended to be set in concrete or hewn into stone. Spiritual knowledge is of a fluid nature and is intended to enlarge and expand, as we and our world move through various evolutionary cycles, and with it our ability to comprehend God's sacred wisdom and truth increases. Keeping pace with our race's continued progress, groups of angels and masters, guides and helpers have always been working in the background of life to gradually guide us into a constantly improving understanding of God's true nature and our own, as well as our special relationship with the divine. On the mighty wings of its sacred wisdom and truth, the great White Eagle wants to lift us all above the earth plane and carry us on to ever higher levels of awareness and understanding. Because of a better perception of their present existence in the cosmic context and the presence of the angels and masters, friends and helpers who are constantly surrounding them, even the last one of God's beloved children of the earth will eventually reach the developmental point when they will no longer feel lost on the physical plane of life. Book knowledge and learning parrot fashion is well and good. But any information that comes our way has to be integrated by us, and that can only happen through testing and trying it out for ourselves. Unless we apply the spiritual knowledge we are finding along the pathway of our lives to every one of our daily encounters, it will remain what it was in the first place, book and head knowledge that has no spiritual value whatever. Only through conscious application can it sink into our consciousness and in this way become the spiritual property of our eternal inner self. This is the only type of possession we take with us into the world of spirit, when our time for departure from the physical plane has come. No, one can never take it from us. It accompanies us into eternity and will forever stand us in good stead, as it can be drawn upon whenever the need for it arises. Spontaneity. March 2011. It is one thing to learn about scientific facts, as they are known in earthly life, and quite a different one when spiritual or occult truth is concerned. Until you have built into your soul body the creative God atoms of light and with their help have found a deep inner understanding of such matters, you cannot serve life as you would like to. Knowing something with your mind only is quite different from being able to comprehend it with your inner self. The result of the latter is spontaneous good thinking and actions through which the light of God's love flows, and that have the power of creatively raising the atoms and vibrations of your whole world. The growth of your mental bodies depends on what kind of habitual thought patterns you develop. To most effectively train theirs, wise ones during their times of prayers, meditations and quiet reflections, tune the receiver, transmitter stations of their earthly minds into the frequencies of the highest levels of life. This, with the passing of time, changes their thinking and behavior patterns quite naturally. By conducting their lives the right way and without hesitation following the advice of their highest or Christ self, this part of their nature gradually takes over their whole being. Through this your higher mental vehicles develop and you are evolving into a living channel and bridge between heaven and earth. As a result, the living God within all life can flow through you and work on transforming your planet into a state that is far removed from the way it is known at present. The new earth that God and the angels are in the process of creating will eventually be so advanced that, although it still consists of the same substance, its matter will be filled with more light and therefore be much less dense than you know it now. The golden future of humankind. The now follows the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that came to me as the Lodge's Monday Thought, 16th of April 2018. Miracles come into being as a result of putting into operation the divine law of love. At all times it manifests itself in earthly life as much as it does throughout the rest of God's creation. On the earth plane, human beings are used in gentle and beautiful ways to bring miracles about. You have no idea when God and the angels are creating one of them through you. For quite some time by now, they have been working on the greatest miracle that has ever taken place on the earth. It consists of healing the minds and bodies, spirits and souls and each one of you individually and collectively of your whole world. This is possible because on the inner level of life there is no separation between anything. Whenever one of you finds healing, not only your whole world but the entire creation heals with you. Once more, we would like to draw your attention to the importance of the divine law of love. In your world it not only manifests itself in goodwill, kindness and tolerance between people, but also that in ever more of you a new kind of faith and trust is stirring. These feelings keep on growing the more you find out that all life throughout the whole of creation is one great spiritual family of all life, that on the higher and highest levels God and the angels and masters are taking care of you and your world, assisted on the lower levels of the spirit world by countless numbers of friends and helpers. Altogether, we are responsible for the development of you and your world. This kind of knowledge awakens in human hearts and souls a growing interest in the angelic beings in charge of other planets and studying other parts of the enormous spiritual universe where planet Earth once was crystallized into a form of matter so that you, during lifetimes spent on it, could receive earthly education. The great plan of life provides that each one of you would be spending many lifetimes playing the role of a mere earthling, so that you could get to know and understand the material world you would be placed in time and again. For a long time you would be unaware of your true nature, but towards the end of your earthly curriculum the truth would be revealed to you. Great things are in store for every human being. In your higher etheric bodies you will in due course be able to visit and get to know the worlds of much more highly evolved beings than you have ever consciously known before. They no longer require physical bodies for getting around, and neither will you by that time. For however long you choose, you can live among and be one of them. There is no need to be afraid of getting lost in the vastness of space, because God and the angels will always be with and part of you, the way they have always been. The only difference will be that you are not only conscious of their presence, you also can see them. They will forever be guiding and protecting you, the same as they have always done. So be of good cheer, dear friends of the earth. Each time earthly life threatens to get on top of you, keep on keeping on and look forward to these things. If occasionally the going gets too tough, take comfort from knowing that what's happening to you is but a small part of your evolutionary journey, which is sure to pass. Trust us when we say that all is well, all is good and rests safely in the loving hands of God and the angels, and ours, because that is the truth. We hope that knowing this will help you to endure what your karmic debts still have to present to you with as much courage and strength as you can muster. And never forget that we are with you to supply you with these qualities, and as you move through your experiences, they are quite naturally developing within you. Refuse to limit your thinking and conceptions of earthly life. Send your loving thoughts into the spiritual universe and further into what's known to you as outer space of the physical one. Become aware that all life forms that exist anywhere in the whole of creation are one big family, and that therefore they are your siblings. In your thoughts, move further and further away from your small planet and mingle with the beings of other worlds, send them your love and greetings. The time is going to come when you will be visiting them, not with the help of clumsy spaceships but using your higher etheric bodies. Spaceships as you know them would be of no use to you out there. The transmutation of karma. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in Spiritual Unfoldment 4, Sayings of the Gentle Brother. It is all too easy to judge the actions of others, but endeavor to refrain from judgment. Because of your oneness on the inner level, whenever you are condemning someone, you are in truth doing this to yourself. Strive to be tolerant and let flow from your heart the gentle spirit of the Master Soul, the Jesus legend portrayed. Jesus is a symbolism for the archetypal Christ, your own Christ nature. This aspect of your being in all of you is the only one in the whole of creation who can save and redeem you and make you perfect. In this context, perfection means that all aspects of your being have healed into one and are working together in perfect harmony, the way they are in the Great Father, Mother of all life, your true parents. This blessed state can only come about through everyone's own efforts. The Jesus legend depicts how highly evolved and perfected souls, of their own free will, conduct their earthly lives by walking in the footsteps of the gentle and loving Jesus. He is but one of the many symbols of the universal Christ which God and the angels presented to humankind down the ages through various religions of your world. Forgive, dear children of the earth, forgive. Whatever is in your heart, whichever way you may feel towards anyone, possibly with justification according to the standards of earthly life, pray to forgive and follow the advice of the Jesus legend's Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgiving those who hurt and wounded you is the only way of releasing yourself from the karmic chains and shackles that exist between you and the offender. So long as you sit in judgment over them and refuse to forgive, the universal law of cause and effect will time and again bring the same back to you. No one can escape the perfect justice of this law, which decrees, as you give, so you receive. This continues until one of you sends the other one forgiveness from your heart and soul. You are releasing each other from the bondage of your joint karma. Karma is transmuted when you learn to think and act with love from the spiritual aspect of your Christ nature. The Jesus story points the way. All of you are on the earth plane so that you may learn to live like a true master who knows nothing but compassion and kindness, gentleness and love. The Jesus legend tells us that the Master looked deep into the souls of those who were drawn to him. He saw their suffering, not merely that of the present but of their whole evolutionary pathway. He saw their karma and how they themselves brought it about. The Jesus story shows you how you too, in the fullness of time when your own Christ nature has sufficiently developed, are going react to people and life in general with a heart that is filled with compassion and forgiveness. In your daily encounters that can turn out to be very difficult. Yet, it is worth persevering because as soon as the divine forgiveness of your higher nature fills your whole being, people are released and set free with whom you could have been in karmic, that is emotional bondage over many lifetimes. Because of this, both of you have been nailed to the cross of earthly suffering. That is why we advise you to look beyond people's appearances into their hearts and souls. When you see though how they are suffering, all you may want to do is love and forgive them. Facing the self, looking for the divine. In your search of evidence for the existence of the divine, all you have to do is look into any kind of mirror because God is in everything, including you and the people around you. Everything is of God and created in God's image, and all characteristics and powers of the divine are also in you. Therefore, the things you observe in the world around you are also part of you. That is why wise ones never judge or condemn anybody. It is a sad fact of life that humankind spends much of its time running away from itself. Just take a look at the many distractions that exist in your world and the amusements people find so appealing. Please do not get the impression that we, your spirit friends and helpers, do not recognize your need for relaxation and recreation. But as aspiring healers and light bringers, you can do better by looking for ways of taking them that connect you with God and us. This is easier than you may think at the moment. Because God is as much part of you as you are of God, and whenever you are singing to yourself or in a choir or maybe going for a nature walk, you are more in touch with your God nature. Just think, Even your physical body does not belong to you but to God. It is a gift only for a time that has been entrusted into your care. It is your responsibility to look after it as best you know how to. Your body is a temple because the Highest dwells with you it. Being aware that this is so, refuse to squander the spirit energies of your indwelling life force. Your physical body is your vehicle for this lifetime. Do not waste the precious time span that has been allocated to you for its use by desecrating it with anything. No matter how depraved someone may become, the God spark is in them and their physical body belongs to God. The most important lesson each one of you has to learn is facing every aspect of your being and especially those of your lower nature. Many to this day are spending too much time running away from themselves. Through seeking dissipation and oblivion, it is all too easy and tempting to avoid the genuine happiness and joy that reconnecting and healing together with God the angels are waiting to present to every one of you. Such a beautiful world you have been given, and oh, how much sorrow it contains. It is up to each one of you individually to change this state of affairs. Throughout the ages there have been people who became inspired without at first being aware of what was happening to them. Speaking and writing intuitively, they receive their information without studying books. With the passing of time, they found out that all outer manifestations of life are reflections of the realities of their inner counterparts, and that this applies to human thinking as much as it does to anything else in the whole of creation. It is not the physical brain alone that does the thinking, for the simple reason that nothing in earthly life exists and can function on its own. Without the spiritual forces in its background creating and supporting the physical plane of life, there would be nothing. Naturally, this also applies to humankind's mental capacities. No earthly self on its own could ever bring itself into being, never mind earth life. Without the help of your highest spirit self and your constant companions, the angels and masters, friend and helpers in the world of light, there would be no physical life anywhere in the cosmos. The angelic hierarchy is in charge of the great plan of life and responsible for its smooth running, at all times. They are the ones who bring all of you into earthly life and place you in the right spots and relationships, so you can attend to your life lessons and fulfill your karmic obligations. The wisdom of the Divine Spirit flows into your world through those who are acting as its channels like water. Their own experiences have taught them to trust implicitly that the knowledge they are receiving is coming directly from the heart of truth. Although it is most useful to gain knowledge without having to pore over books, we appreciate that to this day it is necessary for those who believe that, because they are seeing something in black and white before them, it has to be true. This kind of gullibility is a leftover from the Piscean Age, the age of deception, when it was easy to pull the wool over people's eyes. But those days have gone and ever more of you are learning to pay attention to the guidance of their very own inner teacher, the living God within or intuition. With this you are leaving behind the experience of gullibility and the dangers it brought to humankind. Whenever wise ones are reading or hearing something new, they listen to the small still inner voice to tell them through the world of their feelings. This is right and true. Or, that is outdated and has no more value for you. As one of the masters of your world once said, "Take no thought what ye shall say, for what is to be said will be put into your mouth or flow through you, in some other way." Following this advice, tune the receiver, transmit a station of your earthly mind into the frequency and with simple and childlike trust put your small hand into those of the angels and your Creator, the Great White Spirit. From, Communion White Eagle Stella Polaris December, January 2005. Knowledge that flows into your heart from the Highest is true and knowing. That is what it is helps you to remain calm. Wise ones are not inclined to get involved in arguments over what they are bringing. Because the truth they are bringing is based on a deep inner knowingness, they see no need to argue about it. Anyone can experience this kind of knowing. It has nothing to do with mental arrogance that is very sure of its own cleverness, but is a quiet inner knowing that does not see any point in arguing, because it does not doubt that the knowledge that comes directly from God is true. You can be quite still and happy when others wish to argue about what you are bringing. It does not matter if some of those to whom you are presenting your truth cannot understand, because they are unready for it. Leave them to their beliefs and rest safely in the knowledge that in the fullness of time they too will receive their own truth in their own unique way. The time will come for those who still need books now, when they will no longer require them, either because they have learned to access their inner wisdom and are in possession of their own truth. All of you will eventually reach this phase of their development. End of White Eagle Teachings. The Roman Emperor and Thinker Marcus Aurelius, 121,180 AD, said, "People seek retreats for themselves, houses in the country, sea, shores and mountains, and thou too art wont to desire such things very much. But this is altogether a mark of the most common sort of people, for it is in thy power whenever thou shalt choose to retire into thyself. For nowhere is there more quiet or freedom from trouble than when human beings retreat into their own souls. God is merciful. The mercy of God, mercy, rays of wisdom, healers and healing." The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in a letter to Friends of the Lodge October 2005. Never forget that there is no such thing as chance or accidents on your plane of life or anywhere else in the whole of creation. Everything that happens is just right for that particular moment and place. It has come about because of the universal laws and under the direction of the great ones at the head who are responsible for humankind's evolutionary progress. Even in the case of any kind of catastrophe that arises in human life, when loved ones are snatched from each other or when as a result someone suffers from severe afflictions, wise ones remind themselves that God is merciful, as well as just, and that those participating in earthly life usually can only ever see one side of any picture. You have no idea about the compensation that is waiting on our side of life for those who suffer, and the great love that has always been flowing into every soul that had to wade through the depths of the earthly shadows. That is how, each soul through its own experiences, gets to know the extent of the great Father, Mother's love for their children of the earth. The law of cause and effect or karma decrees that everything must return to its source. And because on the inner level all life is one and there is no separation between anything, none of us will ever be forgotten or left behind. For those who have lost their way in their earthly existence, that is the knowledge of their true nature and the purpose of their being, everything possible is done by the angels and us, your spirit helpers, to help them become aware again and so nudge them back onto the track of going home. The Jesus Legends parable of the Master going in search of every last lost sheep and on his shoulders carrying it safely home is a depiction of this. Therefore, whenever you witness human suffering, remind yourself of God's mercy and the compensation that awaits every human being in the end. The ministering angels attend to anyone who is in pain and suffering. Even before they arrive in our world, it is part of their compensation that they are lovingly cared for. In Stars of the North, January 2013, a further item of White Eagle's wisdom on this theme appeared. This is its essence. God's mercy is unlimited. It freely drops like gentle rain from the highest levels onto everything in earthly life. It refreshes, comforts and heals individual souls as well as the soul of your race and world. But before any of this can happen, every soul has to take part in Earth's lessons. The greatest turning point is reached when another one of you discovers that all life, including that of your planet, is ruled by spiritual laws that for a long time remain invisible to earthly perceptions. Yet, because every human being is part of God, comforting mercy constantly flows from the divine heart into each individual human counterpart. The universal laws ensure that the mercy of God reaches you in equal measure with the mercy and forgiveness you feel towards your siblings in the human family. This applies especially to younger and less experienced ones, who are bound to sin a great deal more than you do. Maybe this will help you to understand the reasoning behind Matthew 7:1-3. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Aware of these things, wise ones in all their daily encounters focus on practicing forgiveness and love. Aware of their siblinghood with all life forms, they act like one of them towards every human being, without exceptions, and all other life forms. Divine love fills their whole being and that empowers them to disperse sins. But even though they have let go of all traces of bitterness or resentment towards anyone and are forgiving freely, this does not wipe out their karma. They still have to suffer to repay for any transgressions against the law of love, during the earlier stages of their earthly development. Knowing that no one gets past the universal laws, wise ones accept that no authority between heaven and earth can save anyone from getting their just deserts and having to pay their dues, and that only when even the last debt has been attended to, can anyone in earthly life find the true and lasting peace everybody is trying to find. Ascending the Spiritual Mountain, Part 1. Climbing the Spiritual Mountain. The following is the essence of a message of hope and encouragement from the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides with the title, Keep on Keeping On, that appeared in Stellar Polaris August-September 2015. It is with love and joy in our hearts that we are coming to you today to tell you of some of the truths that are vital for your happiness in this lifetime and beyond. We too once walked the road you are presently treading. Because of this we are familiar with the sorrows and difficulties of living in a physical body that is as yet unawakened to the beauty and wonder of our world, the spirit realms. We are aware of how hard earthly life can be for those who do not yet know about its spiritual background and the presence of spirit guides and helpers who love and care for you, just because you are. This lack of spiritual knowledge makes it very difficult to grasp that the life you have been given is basically a good one. Trusting that the love of the Great White Spirit and that his, her loving arms have always been wrapped around you, is almost impossible in that state. But it becomes easier when you comprehend that every one of your earthly experiences serves a wise higher purpose. Because we know the sorrows, disappointments and hardships of life in physicality only too well, we are joining you here. Our only motivation is a great longing in our hearts to provide you with the knowledge of the powers that are within every human being and therefore also in you. We want to tell you about the beautiful states of life that in the fullness of time are waiting for you and the importance of bringing forth the best that is within you, because they are the characteristics of your higher or Christ nature. Even though you may not see any results of your efforts for quite some time, keep on keeping on. Your ascension of the spiritual mountain of earthly life is an essential part of God's plan for your spiritual development. Your predestined pathway is to reach the end of your earthly education, and that is the top of the mountain. We are here to provide you with the assistance you need. Every religion your world has ever seen is one of the many roads that lead up this mountain. When at the end of your present earthly sojourn you return to our world, we shall be welcoming you in our midst. After you have recovered from the stresses and strains of earthly life and look at it from our side of the veil, you will probably be as overwhelmed as we are by the amount of suffering you see. It will occur to you how easily all of it could be avoided, if only people were aware that every bit of suffering is the result of some eons' own thinking and behavior patterns of the past. You want to go to them and tell them that it is up to them to change, but alas, you will have to tell them that it is not your job to do this work for them. We would love to do the work for each one of you, but are not allowed to, for in that case you earthling would not grow in wisdom and understanding.